fed him beans last night, and he's been letting me know about it.
Well, it doesn't smell like that, though. It doesn't smell like flatulence.
Smells like something died. Hold on, let me go check on one of my sheep.
There's a body. Crow's right here.
Yeah, I think we can smell it on you.
I was going to ask if you're feeling something.
That's possible.
You know how bodies lose biocontrol when they die?
Why would that have happened? Wasn't he killed elsewhere and dragged here?
Yeah, he was killed. He was killed a while ago, but that doesn't mean they stopped leaking fluids for a while.
Okay.
Because unless the body is drained of fluids, it keeps leaking
until it's out,
or it bloats and explodes.
Well, do we trust the police enough to inform them of this?
I'd say no, but
deputy, maybe.
Ryan, you can't say no.
Why? The last one was corrupt.
Because you have a code of honor.
Yeah.
This one
they are innocent until proven guilty.
Actually, in Europe, it is guilty and proven guilty.
Here.
But unless it is a police official or someone like that, he trusts them. He has a code of honor.
You've already informed the police. I'm right here.
He, as a code of honor, he will assume until otherwise that people of authority are there for a reason. He's English, damn it. Only in America do we suspect people of being guilty that are in positions of authority. But, huh? You got elected, huh? Who'd you sleep with?
But our law system is based innocent until proven guilty, and their system is based guilty until proven innocent.
Yes, but they also have a lot more respect for their authority figures.
Is that kind of funny?
Let me get some of this before Jessica eats it all.
I'll go off now.
What?
I'll cut myself.
You hurt yourself?
Oh.
Just stop yourself.
You caught your hair on fire?
Yeah.
You want to buy me a boat? You're buying me a new Warhammer army? Awesome!
Yeah, because you totally need another new Warhammer army.
You're kidding.
Sure, I'll give you demons.
If I use them in 40k, that's actually not too bad.
I honestly can't see anything, because I'm buying a new army here soon.
I am not.
Well, not Warhammer army. More machine.
Oh.
I'm buying an army.
Well. You're spending $50 on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gave you $50 worth of minis.
Alright.
I apologize for them falling apart.
Well.
Your gluing job sucks.
I put plastic glue on there!
That was not plastic glue, that was super glue. It was just enough that it stuck.
You can't say anything. You assembled your entire high elf army with super glue.
My army could get dropped and none of them would break. You literally had to break the wing off for it to break with the dragon.
Well, you've still got the bits. You can do the gluing job.
Yes. Bobble once more.
No. Well, I honestly haven't found any doubts about the constables in the area. He's just a mellow guy.
Although he did know about the scarecrow being stolen.
And he also didn't seem to care very much.
Like I said, he's mellow.
Although he does want to catch a cat.
LD Gray.
He was very concerned about that vagrant that passed through.
That broke his arm. And his club.
Yes. Shattered his club into a million pieces. And his arm.
My only concern is, will he try and pin us directly involved with the bodies? Considering we were attacked by these men, and now the very next day, we find a body hanging up at the scarecrow.
Do you want to tell the farmer about it, and he'll tell the police officer?
Why don't we guide him to the body, rather than tell him?
He thinks his dog had beans, and is making that stench. the crowbar picking at it.
Why don't we guide him to it?
Well, what was the scarecrow guarding? That's what to say.
What was the field?
Pumpkins. Very, very tiny squashes. It was out in an open field. It was not obscured.
I would say we could ask to inspect the squashes.
And if it is the feed for the dudes, we can say it that way.
I doubt the sheep eat squash.
They eat everything. They're like goats.
But not like Woden goats.
No.
They only feed on adamantium.
Mithril.
Mithril.
And on the flesh of other living creatures. Preferably sentient. Your call. I have no control in this situation.
Well, he's out checking the sheep to see if anyone's dead, so now is the time to make a plan.
Well, as I said, I think we should guide him out there so he finds the body, not us.
I'm fine with that plan.
Very well.
Kind of reason to go back.
Very well.
I head back to the hotel.
Okay. We wait for him to return.
Alright. Alright, sorry about that.
Yeah. Are the sheep alright?
No, one of them died.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, we've been inspecting, or we would like to inspect your sheep.
Alright. Takes you over towards the barn.
Ah. Do you buy your feed?
Yep.
Poor quality stuff.
Yeah. No, and it's been sitting here a while.
Do you own any fields?
Well, I got my pumpkin field, or my squash field.
You do?
Yup.
That sounds lovely.
Not really.
Hello. You know, the Halloween spirit, jack-o'-lanterns and all that. Or what?
Sure, if you're into it. Yup.
This is a holiday spirit, you know.
It's a pagan holiday that is not widely practiced in Europe. And is also representative of all the evil coming to the earth. It is not something that should really be celebrated.
Your Mecca was celebrated because it's your ancestors coming to have a meal with you.
Hey, what's up, Grandpa? You lost some weight.
Brains. Oh, creepy zombies. They just came out with a munchkin zombies.
Not surprised. They hit almost every other genre.
Yeah, ninjas. Pirates.
There's actually munchkin booty and...
Munchkin food. Yeah, you're willing to buy some of the wool? Like Madden chunks on the sheet.
George is Madden.
We're inspecting all the farms to find the best ones.
Alright. I assure you that mine are the cheapest.
I wonder why.
We'll keep that in mind, sir.
There's going to be an awful lot of crows in your squash field. For a reason.
An old scarecrow.
Doing a good job
scaring
them off. Well, then I recommend you get a new one.
Alright.
You know he won't do it.
Save his squash.
He won't do it.
I don't think he really cares about anything besides the fact that he's being denied his nap time right now. Well.
Does it live with anyone?
I used to. My wife left on a trip about 2 years ago.
Never came back.
Oh.
Said she'll be back anytime now.
Do you still ride her?
No.
Well, that's sad.
Oh, it's not so bad. Cooking was terrible.
Yeah, this women are only good for cooking.
Nowadays, kind of.
And making babies.
Well, suppose we'll be going now.
Yes, thank you.
Alright, well, keep me in mind when you're coming by to pick up some quality wool.
Cheap wool, I think you said, actually.
Cheap quality wool, yeah. So, that sounds good.
Right, yes. That sounds better, kind of.
And so, literally, as soon as he closes the gate, he, like, walks off back towards his spot.
That
man is
disgusting.
Now I think
you know where you shook his hand? You're pretty sure there's some sort of slime. Maybe from not having bathed.
I think I'm going to go take a bath now. I'm going to go take a bath now.
What you did?
You guys have about one more farm you can go to before it's basically dusk time. Because you guys have been out and about all day, and Ryan, you are
tired.
You are tired.
You can stay at the hotel. Get some sleep.
Oh, that's all right.
We can take care of the next farm. Why don't you go get some rest? You're looking exhausted.
I'll go on.
Do you have loyal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like these visits have been terribly exciting.
All right, corpse possible or corpse not possible?
What do you guys want to do?
It's getting close to dinner time. Let's go ahead and try another corpse possible, just to make sure there's not... Well... Hope there's not more than just one.
Okay. Alright, corpse possible.
Alright, corpse possible. You can see that this guy's not actually outside finishing up. He's actually finished everything. You can see he's actually just kind of sitting on a rock and kind of staring up at the sky. What's all right, you guys? Pulls out a pocket watch. Pulls his pocket watch. Looks at his dog. The hound looks at him. And kind of like... rolls over the dog and then stands up. The dog rolls over and then falls in. And this is a big old hound, drooping face with the long ears. As it approaches, it's just kind of like,
"Oh, cute."
He's like, "Evening, gentlemen and miss."
Evening, sir.
Evening.
I hope we're not interrupting dinner.
She's inside, still finishing it.
You get that bird, Pablo.
Well, we were just making our last runs around the village. We are the Black Missing Trading Company.
Oh, you guys. Yes. Yeah, I've heard some stuff about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Huh. We're...
I got a tag.
Nothing bad, I hope.
We're interested in checking out the quality of the wool in the town.
Alright, I can take you over near the pens. I already packed them away for the night.
That's fine.
That's perfectly reasonable.
Okay. Alright, let's go, boy. I'll lead you on over there. You can see that these guys are packed into basically a different grazing area. You can see some of them are sleeping, some of them are just kind of hanging out. You can go ahead and give me your roll. These are actually quality sheep. These look not only well cared for, they actually look groomed, and it looks like they're given fairly decent feed rotation, and it looks like, in general, they don't have like any strange bite marks or anything weird like that. The only scarecrow that you see is actually sitting off in the woods guarding a flower patch.
Well, Those pajamas must be very important.
Well, you want to try distracting him? I can try and take a look.
Sure. I am very interested in these sheep. We might actually make a deal with him.
You guys have 8 sheep sitting in the lodge now. Start eating sheets.
What about the tiger?
Okay, go ahead and give me persuade.
Wouldn't the tiger eat the sheep?
No, because his name is Snowflake.
Gives me an 8.
It doesn't beat you. Go ahead and give me your stealth, because it's on passive. All you need is a 4.
7.
Alright, you slip on by.
The big, burly American man vanishes into the shadows.
Seems far more concerned with her and her valuable assets.
Just bombed,
Tumbleweed. You're hiding behind the tumbleweed. You get over there and you can see much of what you described. You can see that there are flies, you can see that there are crows picking at it. And the flowers, they seem pretty neglected, is a good way to put it.
Well, I suppose, corpses.
Shoo!
Come at me, bro!
The people in the boot camp were like that.
I suppose. Well, this is probably gonna be disgusting as hell.
It peels. Now go ahead and give me a guts check, because as I said, it's a mutilated corpse.
I understand. So you add your reason.
Yep.
And since I have Stout Heart, did I get a +2 equivalent, right?
I think it's
+1 from Stout Heart and +1 from my reason.
Let me check. Because I don't remember Stout Heart.
I think Stout Heart gives me a +1 on guts checks.
Stout Heart gives you +1 on guts checks.
Okay.
So you have a net of +2. Basically anything but double ones.
So if I get double ones, which is catastrophic failure on the checks. I'm normally pretty. I deal with these things pretty well. Yeah, I'm fine.
Alright. It's a strangled corpse, but it's gooey. It's bloated.
Let's see.
This one's been out here a while.
Healing to determine, see if I can't get a general idea how long it's been dead.
I'd put it at a -4 at this point, but go ahead and make a roll. Because
you don't want to touch it.
It's been here for so long.
I understand. And
you don't have the convenient corpse yard where you've got the guy who... at this desiccation level.
Why not?
No.
Yeah. It's more than 2 weeks.
Okay.
After that, it...
Alright, well, I'm going to look. Are there any tracks in the field?
That's a tracking roll.
-4 for not having a skill, right?
-2 for not having the skill, and then since it's been over 2 weeks, there's an additional -4. So you're looking at a net of -6.
Good luck!
Doesn't hurt to roll.
Unless you roll double ones, at which point you stumble into the corpse and get covered in it.
I didn't do that.
Nothing.
I suppose I'll do one last thing. I'll check the corpse's pockets for identification.
Pockets have been looted.
Figured as much.
Not even a wallet.
Alright. So anything else I can think to check while I'm here?
Dental records?
Fingerprints!
I give the body a quick once-over under the coat and all that for mystic sigils to bring it to life, arcane marks.
give me a notice check. Because you are looking. You think you see something, and you kind of move the fold of skin until it leaks out onto your hand, and you realize it was a birthmark. And you kind of lay the flab back down and do... Mm. And when you're flicking it like this, some of it hits your hair. And you're like,
ah. Ah. Alright.
Well.
That's right.
I think I'm done dealing with the corpse for now.
Once again, as he's approaching...
I'm actually not going to go back towards the guy. Okay. I'm going, basically, I walk off.
Okay, you leave. All right, so...
Because I smell probably worse than her since I actually handled the corpse. And basically, I'm going to go find a stream or a river or something so I can get some of the smell off me before I go back to the guy. Okay.
All right, so give me nose checks at minus two. This is to basically see if you missed a spot. Yeah, notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you smell him coming, but it smells kind of grody.
But not nearly as bad.
Not grody.
Okay.
But you smell McDonald coming. The other two just kind of smell something and they quickly dismiss it as the sheep.
Sheep.
We're standing next to a place where sheep poop, so... We're actually probably standing next to sheep poop.
We're, in fact, probably standing in sheep poop.
foot thick deep of sheep poop.
Reminds me of home.
You guys are obviously royalty. Why? You don't have shit all over you.
Well, thank goodness I have someone
carrying me. All right, so... You arrive back, and he, of course, you know, thanks you for the interest.
Mm-hmm.
At this point here, hand. And John! When Henry called, the dog went off and he was waiting. And then she said, and John, and then he's like, alright, dinner's ready. I have to get going.
Have a good evening, sir.
The dog is more important than him.
Alright, well. It's a mutilated corpse.
It's kind of sounding like we have to report these bodies, because I don't see how we can get these people to go find them.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't noticed
them. The garden looked fairly non-tended. You know, there is magic involved, so maybe there's some sort of magic on it that makes it so people don't notice it, unless they're looking.
You know, I guess. Maybe if you're not looking for it, you don't see it.
It's somebody else's problem.
It's a good spell to have. Somebody else's problem.
Is that what they call it?
The ultimate the mage's best friend. Alright, I cast this on my spellbook. Now everyone views my spellbook as somebody else's problem.
You want to take it? No, you go ahead and take it. Alright. Probably a sorcerer anyway. He's just messing with us.
Should we take a spellbook, sir? Why would we take the spellbook from the mage? It's not my problem if he goes crazy.
Alright.
Well...
At this point it is dusk and probably about time to start heading back.
Yeah.
I'm going to head back and take a real bath.
Alright. You guys are kind of taking baths, getting ready for dinner. At this point you're all kind of down at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should report the bodies.
You can do that.
Well, as you guys are eating...
We can discuss it over
here. In walks the deputy. With a group of about four people directly behind him, and kind of walks over to your table, looks at all of you guys, and says, "Sorry to interrupt your dinner."
Something we can do for you this evening, deputy?
Yes, you can come with me.
Mask why?
You're all under arrest.
For what?
Disturbing the peace.
How so? How have we disturbed the peace?
We had a complaint from a gentleman earlier on that you were out there harassing him and accusing him of murder. We don't take kindly to that, so I'm going to ask you to come and spend the night with me.
Well, considering this is a large misunderstanding, I'll come with you and we can explain the situation down at the... Of course, considering you probably already made it. No. Considering we're outsiders and you're not going to listen to me anyway, fuck you all. I'm gonna burn your fucking town down. You're all psychotic Cthulhu worshippers anyway.
The rest of you guys?
McDonald's, what's with the
I
face?
Alright, you go. Anyone who does go is at potential risk for a status loss. One point of status. If your name is not cleared. If you run, That's two status loss.
I'm not running, I'm going with him, and we're going to try and clear this up.
Okay.
So we obviously have proof that we weren't harassing someone, because we were here, here, and here.
Come on.
Put my frisbee.
Come on. So, you guys head on over, and the sheriff, or the constable kind of looks at you. Oh, hello.
Evening, sir.
Evening.
Huh? Hope the cells are comfy enough for you.
We would like to discuss this, see if maybe that's something we can do. But
of course. They do thoroughly pat you guys down. So any thing you're going to attempt to hide, and it has to be something no bigger than a knife, you're going to have to give me a agility check versus their notice.
They find my knife. I always have it with me.
I'm just saying if you're hiding anything.
They can take the knife out of my boot and take my revolver.
They'll find my pistol.
Do they notice his cane? It's a cane.
They take the cane anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether or not
it's still a weapon.
So, five. One.
Five.
Can't find one knife.
Okay. Oh!
One guy pokes himself in the eye.
Six. The deputy notices. The sheriff, however, is sitting there kind of patting you guys down, kind of going, oh, this is a nice cane. he does pat you down. He does find the knife. Takes that from you. You guys are basically put into individual cells. You take up all four prison cells.
Are we given at any point a chance to talk with them, try and explain?
The sheriff will sit there and go, all right, well, constable, go ahead and explain it to me.
This seems like a very large misunderstanding. What do you guys want me to explain? So we're going
sure,
to,
go ahead. Okay.
We were out about the farms investigating sheep. As you know, we're a trading company. We're here to see if we get money.
Oh, yes.
What happened was we walked up to a farm. We encountered the farmer was openly hostile towards us, essentially. He said he did not like outsiders. We understood, and he seemed to insinuate that the attempt on our lives and the lives of the other patrons of the hotel was some sort of message that we should leave town and that that we weren't wanted here. I didn't accuse him of murder. All I said was, are you saying someone in town is trying to kill us and drive us off?
That sounds downright distressing.
It really is. I mean, I think it's just a misunderstanding on both people's parts.
You know, when the magistrate shows up, I'm sure he'll clear your name right. He'll clear your name very quickly.
Your accent has changed.
Yes, I know. I keep switching over to a Western accent, and it's just batty.
Well, the West is best.
He'll be here in 3 weeks.
Are we to be in prison until then?
Well, we can't exactly let potential felons go, so hope it's comfortable. And he kind of walks out into his office.
Okay. Who was it that accused us?
The belligerent farmer, because he was talking about how it's offense to murder someone.
Thanks, Ryan.
That's not a certainty.
He accused of murder.
I know what he said. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that was who said it.
I didn't accuse anybody.
Indirectly, you did.
Yes.
I said it. I didn't say anything.
It's okay.
Of the sort.
You were tired.
You're still tired.
You're still tired.
Well, on the plus side, we get paid twice.
But on Mondays, back at the lodge.
Yeah, but we get paid twice. When we get there, it would be 40 pounds.
All right, well.
I sleep.
You crash?
All 3 weeks.
There's nothing we can do. We're in jail.
Sure, if you guys want to let three more murders take place.
We really don't.
I can't break out of jail.
You're right, you can't. I'm looking at everyone else in the party.
Alright. Ivan, as the only two who are kind of unconcerned with status loss, ready to break out of jail?
Not really.
I know status loss sucks for both of us, honestly.
Can I diplomatize with the constable
also
to just
arms.
Be locked up in my hotel room?
Sure. Go ahead and give me first a diplomacy, then a notice.
I'm a notice. I have no points at all.